Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A multi-million dollar search to find wreckage of Amelia Earhart's plane has come up empty. Joining us now, Oscar Garcia, Associated Press news editor for Hawaii and the Pacific Rim, has been covering this story. Oscar, remind us again of why they felt so confident in looking in this particular area.
Well, hi, Celeste. There's a number of reasons that they were looking here, but the piece that really put them over the top was an analysis of a 1937 photograph that they believed showed landing gear from a 1937 Lockheed Electra plane. That's what caused them to go back this time around, along with a number of other things.
And did they truly come away empty? They found nothing, or just not the wreckage they'd hoped for?
They didn't find the wreckage that they hoped for. They didn't find the conclusive evidence that they hoped for. But they're not calling the mission a failure just yet because they have hours and hours of footage to pour through. If you can imagine looking at underwater footage of, you know, cliffs and caverns and all these things, they're going to look through that footage really carefully to make sure that they didn't miss spotting a piece of metal or some piece of wreckage that might be there that they just haven't seen yet.
And then they would have had to survive for 75 years. So their next step, as you say, is to pour over it. But they're also going to return to another area where she was still alive. Where's that?
That's what they say. They're going to return to the island and do a land-based search. This is in the Republic of Kiribati. It's off of Coral Atoll there. They're going to search there on the land to see if they can find evidence of her surviving there a short time. That's what's part of their theory.
And the other part of their theory includes why they're hoping to find evidence of why she actually went down.
Right. I mean, they're thinking that she landed on a reef and survived for a short time and then died on the island. And they're thinking that the plane, if they don't find it, must have floated away, or is in a cavern so deep that it's not going to be able to be found. But they don't think that they should be throwing away their theory just yet.
And I'm sure you've spoken with some of the people coming back disappointed, disheartened, maybe.
You know, they said disappointed on their website, but when I talked to the president of the group, she stopped short of saying that they were disappointed. She said that it's just part of the process. She said that an expedition like this, it's not like an Indiana Jones movie where you just open a door and there's the plane in all its dazzling glory. They think that this is just part of the process of finding something like this.
Although at $2.2 million, they still have funding to make another expedition?
You know, that's a good question, because they didn't have the full funding even to start the trip. Once they started the trip, they were about $500,000 short. And coming back empty-handed, I can't imagine that it helps their fundraising prospects. And they're going to have to raise some money to do the next trip. It'll be interesting to see if they can get it off the ground.
Oscar Garcia, Associated Press news editor for Hawaii and the Pacific Rim. It is Amelia Earhart's birthday, as I'm sure you know, Oscar. It would have been great if they'd come back with something to honor her birthday.
It is. I noticed the Google splash page just now.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Oscar Garcia, thanks so much.
Thanks for your time.